Cordona.
Looked up for me, if you know, the collectors. No, definitely.
Wait, if I buy that, we don't still live.
No, I'm not ready for it. So did I write down Robert Melton's salary?
Because we had it, it's three-quarters, and it's all out of one of those boys that's General County Revenue and the other Drogon Bridge.
Not Robert Dalton.
No, Robert Melton.
No, Robert Melton.
Okay, so you're on your Road and Bridge, the Road and Bridge Trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Daniel?
I'm on the combined.
Yeah. Yeah.
We may have got past that point already, I don't know. When you pull it up, you'll be able to see on it.
Where am I going to find that at?
250.
45, 250 is in between this combined. Should be.
250,
30, 15. Can we talk about, can I steal the floor for just a minute?
Yeah.
And ask some questions and then go from there. What is reported, what are the actual funds available if I'm not mistaken, for Road and Bridge or for Road and Bridge Trust for the 2010 budget? Let me start there. And that should be all on the revenue page, right?
2010. And you want the totals.
All I did was copy it off, so let me just read that. Copy it off from the report. We reported actual 2010 revenues for Road and Bridge to be $9,868,890 and Road and Bridge Trust, the two of them combined. Actual, what did I write down? Actual funds available.
On 2001?
10. Take that right here from your 2010 actual revenue line, $3,298,142.60.
Mm-hmm.
And then over in Road & Bridge Trust, mm-hmm. on your actual revenue line, $6,562,738.30.
I have $756,407.
That's what I've got.
Say that again.
$6,756,486.07. That's what you get.
Hmm. I see that. Come up with this.
I don't know. Oh, it looks like you maybe copied off the revenue line. Sales tax revenue.
Try to take it off sales tax. Okay, when I add that, Rick, with our carryovers in 2010, for both funds, because we're looking at both funds combined, I get a little over $15 million.
Those first two numbers include your carryover, I think. Maybe not. Let's see.
Well, no.
So I'm trying to look at here just a minute.
I know the 329,842,60 didn't. And neither does the $6,756,46,07.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
Because it's another $4 or $5 million on top of those figures. So when I add those together, I get $15,371,080,76.
Okay.
Our estimates for 2011. Pretty close to that. Do you have that total?
No, I don't have it. I didn't combine it.
It gets almost identical. 15,405,603,38.
Okay.
What we have in the 2011 budget in Road and Bridge. So help me with this. A $2 million transfer from Road and Bridge Trust to Road and Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're transferring dollars from one fund to the other. Therefore, it shows in the totals of both. But we're not going to have that in the combined.
That's right.
Because there won't be any $2 million transfer. Mm-hmm. So we're automatically going to be $2 million less in revenues to budget. That doesn't really exist. Which is a lot.
What are you trying to figure out? How much you actually have to budget? Or what?
That it's always real helpful to me.
Was it carryover too?
Yeah.
And then what I needed to do was to take a look at what our anticipated revenues were, and then try to build a budget based against those anticipated revenues rather than the carryover. There is absolutely no way we're going to be able to do that in general county revenue. But we can come close in Road and Bridge and Road and Bridge Trust combination. I came out with expenses of $7,764,000 with revenues of $7,658,800, which is a shortfall of $105,200. And the very line item that you're talking about, which is equipment purchase, if we roll that back to make it balanced, then our equipment line there would be $94,800 instead of $200,000 for expenses. And we will have revenue set expenditures. At least those are my preliminary numbers that I hit on Saturday.
But I had seven. I don't know where we came up with that because we were off on the. I had $7,628,800. And you had $7,658,800, didn't you?
I did a couple of things.
Total revenues or expenses,
Total revenue.
What was it?
$7,628,800.
Okay, I added $30,000 for marine gas tax because it's not in the budget.
Oh.
So that's the $30,000
that's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have either one of your balances, so let's kind of go through the revenues and see where you're at.
What do you have, 7608?
7608.
Well, the $20,000 is in, let me look here and see what I've got it real quick.
I can,
it's in a... taking off of one and adding on to the other, it's $75,000.
Okay.
had the same question you did, but then I seen where it come out to that 7628. That's 20,000 difference. I can't find it here. It's
talking about revenues.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just read revenues office.
Let's go. Which this is, we discovered here, was it, when did we work this, Friday?
Yeah.
Then in the 2011 budget, approved was 6.5, and I think we set that at 5.9, so that was, or somewhere in that neighborhood is what we set all the half-cent sales taxes at.
No, wrong, I think, that maybe.
No, actually.
You said.
Thank you, it said it's 6.2 is what we had.
That's what I understood you wanted your copy
last time.
No, I understand that. I'm talking about January of this year for 2011. Right here it says 6.5 million.
Uh-huh.
That was not what we budgeted. What we budgeted was the same thing as general county revenue. It's supposed to be sewer, but we had different figures on it. I'll just point that out because we built the budget based upon something that it's different than what we had did in January. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. What Jim has put us to on sales tax is 6.5 million. That was his recommendation.
Okay. Did you change that DCR too or not?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't got to change the GCR. So
6.5. Mm-hmm. 50,000. 300. Are you with me?
I am.
106,000. 103,000. 700,000. 7,000. 75,500. 75,000. That was a change.
Interest. Yeah.
You got that?
I have 50,000 there.
75. 2,000, zero, sale of county property, zero, Aflac, zero, miscellaneous other revenues, 10,000, marine gas tax, 30,000. Grand total, if I'm hitting it right, of 7,658,800.
Ron, I don't think you'll see 30,000 in marine tax.
Okay. I'm going to go get it, so.
Okay, if... And it could be in that miscellaneous other revenues, but you wanted it listed as marine tax.
Yes.
Is there any other taxes? Because you got 10,000 in that line.
I don't know what those taxes are, and I don't know where those revenues came from. So, but I know that he had 8,500 listed last July in that line.
Yeah.
So I
assumed it was.
Mm-hmm. I think 10,000 is very reasonable.
Yeah. All right.
So you get 7,658,800.
Yes.
That's what I have to have. Okay.
Now let's drop to the.
I'm going to add that in here. I'm going to add that 30,000
marine gas tax.
All right.
It should be displayed as marine gas tax because it is a separate.
All right.
And it's sent to us separately, or at least by law it should be being sent to us separately. I'll follow up on that. That happened once back in the 90s. They stopped for a year. We got a hold of them. They doubled up and sent what they owed. Don't know what they had done, but
I think that's.
But that's ever much owed to us is the same as a CART fund or sales tax or anything else. And I can't help but think that with the boat traffic and the new boats that we've got over on Table Rock,
I think most of your guys buy them before they get to the marina. I think that's, and you can see why. So I think that probably is.
I can assure you.
How would you buy yours where you get marina?
When this shakes out, we're going to have a boatload of money coming in. I hate to use that word. RBT salary, $2.2 million.
I have $1.810 in there. And that's based on current salaries.
$2.2 million. Created a new line underneath that. Not exactly sure where that came from, but 250-10-990. Contract labor, 100,000. Wherever you want to put it, I just wrote it in. So for a total salaries expense of 2.3. I say salary. It's not.
How much was it?
It's not all salary. $2.2 million and $100,000. Office expenses the same as here. Equipment expenses.
So your total office expense 26.5.
Yes. I believe. Now, I mean, we went through this the other day, the three of us, and I believe that where it says equipment purchases, we need to take that back. Well, we can leave it like it is, and then we can come back. But I think we're going to have to take it down to 94.8. To balance budget, but let's wait and see. We'll come back. So leave that the same. The training and mileage.
Total equipment expense $475.
That's what I've got. Yes, sir. Where it says mileage, mm-hmm. 1,000. Training 1,000. Total of 2,000. We worked our way down on the next page, which falls under other expense. First page same. Second page, when I left, had just done road sharing cities, and we're looking at transfer to county insurance, $25,000. We had asked the question specifically what that was, and turned out to be, as I understand it, dental.
Combination of dental and life insurance.
Okay, combination of dental and life. That is what? Why is the line here for the $25,000?
That goes through a contra fund, a 600 account that Don uses when she takes those from salaries. Some of those expenses come from salaries. You know, some people pay their dependents, and some of it comes from. Is really a truly an expense for the county. And so it comes to the contra fund, there are 600 in each fund, and I track that and see what they've actually used, because in Delta Dental especially, it depends on how much they use it as to how much they actually, their expenses turn out to be. We're self-insured with Delta Dental. The life insurance.
Are we bidding dental right now? Is that part of the health insurance?
I'm not dental? Sure. I don't think it is.
It's always been separate before, but it could be combined, I'm sure. But.
So we're in a pool, and we're estimating what the cost to the county is going to be on an annual basis. Is that what this is?
In a pool.
I thought you just said we were at a dental pool.
We are self-insured with dental.
Self-insured. Okay, I'm sorry, self-insured. I used the wrong term.
And self-insured. It's administered by Delta Dental. But we actually paid based on how much we spend out.
And how does our dental work? Because I just went to the dentist this morning and I had to give them $245 before I left the office. So
no, they should.
How does the insurance work?
Check for
50%.
I don't know how much it is. They should send me a check.
And my mouth is just coming around. So if there's still drool there, tell me.
It's 50% is what they pay.
Dental pays 50%.
The county's actually paying that 50%. Delta Dental would administer it. And Danny says 50%. I would guess it's based on the actual procedure, but I don't know that. I'm not well versed in it.
I know that when we first started, not only insurance rates have gone up, we're paying like $11 per employee per month.
And
we have tremendous coverage. Mm-hmm. It didn't cost anything.
Yeah, it's not that.
It didn't cost the county anything. Well, it did cost the county $11 a month per employee is what we're paying. I know when I left it was like 14, so but it going out. I think it's gosh, it must be a lot.
6.7 now, I'm not sure you remember the name. Yes. You'd have to ask next year.
Matter of fact,
26 or 27 an employee a month?
That's what I want to say. I'm not positive about that.
Took that out of my pocket because I brought it to have this morning and took the other.
That's what we're paying for dental, $78,000 a year at that rate. Holy cow. Ruger has some good looking teeth around here, I'll tell you that. Rick's got $30,000 right there. Look at the good smile he's got.
The dilemma is that mine should be paid for anyway, but you know, because Lynn works over there. Don't get me started on that one, okay?
Okay. Anyway, down to that point. So these are dollars that don't come out of the salaries, but come out of R&B and are transferred into this contra account. Mm-hmm. Okay? But there are also dollars that are withheld from salaries.
Yes, there are.
All right? And that's done through the withholding process. I don't know how, Danny, we can get by on $25,000 for engineering services. $25,000. What do we spend annually in R&B for engineering?
I don't know what we're spending for, sir.
Yeah, it's a $11,953
this year.
That was for 6 months.
Last year we only had $1,520. Year four was $51,000. It goes up and down depending on the projects you do. And I think the reason they say it's so low in 2011 was we're not really anticipating getting any new projects.
The only changes I've got on the last page are the Branson Hills TIF, $250,000, $51,027,
yes,
from $400,000 to $600,000.
Change that in the GCR too.
Okay. Let's just work on the one.
I'm assuming you'll rematch those. I guess that's my question to you.
There was a change on the other one too, wasn't it, Ron? I mean, I'm talking about below it.
We're talking about expenses. Where's that at? For
the branch landing.
114?
Yeah.
Branson Hills, branch landing, we both increased.
600 and 450?
Yeah.
It was already 600 in one, and it was 400 in the other, so they didn't match, and we matched them. So, yep, we have. All right, so we got 600, we've got 450. Everything else remained the same. Will your computer spit me a total on total other expense?
450 in the landing, right?
I'm sorry?
You get 450 in the landing, right?
Yes.
Total other expense was $4,915,000.
Okay, that's what I got. Now, down here...
$4,915,000?
Instead of the 4,565.
Yeah.
One more change I show is down here, Daniel, and I'm assuming it was, since I've got a number, that came from Jim as well, 250,85,023, transferred GCR, 25,000.
Say it again.
Transferred to GCR.
No, 250 what?
He said... 250-85-023.
And created line.
It won't be, we won't do that. That would be a revenue line. We can create a line. It's an expense. So
it's an expense to this fund. Obviously, it'll be a revenue to GCR,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever number you have to create, we're going to transfer to GCR, $25,000.
I think I already have transferred to someplace. Let me find it. I know I've, but yeah.
Where would that be?
It may not have showed up because I... But there should be...
What's the number on it? Yeah, because we created a number, didn't we, Ron, or something?
Well, we just put in there what Jim said, but he's right. Those are revenue number line. We don't want to use that. I don't see it. It's not there, I don't believe.
It should be in...
I was going to tell you to move on, but you need that for the computer, so. Is the clock right?
250-50-042 That matches up with one that we've had before. Man, I'm surprised we didn't carry one for me.
That's going to be a pretty good set of lines, right?
Grounds. Okay. So I'm going to have to choose a different one. Let's put it 250 50-048
That's going to move it up in the upper line. That's going to increase the other one, right?
Yeah, it will.
4,915,000 we just did.
25,000
Yes, yes. That'll move it to 4,940,000 And that will mean that this line down here stays at 25. Okay. And your grand total is what, Rick?
Grand total?
Total expenses.
Did you put anything in for Social Security, medical county part there, or not?
Where do you see that?
At 250-60-001
No.
Okay. There, it will be a figure based on, the reason I left it zero now, it will be based on your salaries.
I believe it. Once you...
estimating it, let's just do... If Social Security, our part's 7.45, or you know, remember? Anybody remember? I can't. I think it's 7.45%.
Well, we're not set on these figures, but it would be nice to have something in here, so.
So I'm going to go ahead and use the salary number that you have up there and the figure. So it makes it 165,000. Appears like that's going to be close anyway. I don't know, maybe a little low. Even, I don't know. The medical, the county part, and again, I left it blank because I don't know what our medical is going to be, but I'm guessing you better put in there probably 360,000-400,000 there.
Let's put 365, and then your number above, let's go up just a little bit.
Okay, we're going to move it to...
Well, you had said one what?
I had 165,000, but I'm thinking you might put maybe 180.
Let's put 180 in there.
And I will
try that means to... I'm no longer going to balance, so... Okay, and... No flex plan fees?
Really shouldn't be.
Okay. County part uniform, we've already got that. Are these the only two? Where do you have your... Your loggers? And
you know, I don't... Let me see if I think I've left them all wrong, I think. Let's see where we had them before. When I combine these, I've come out of.
You know, when all we're going to be doing is, as a matter of fact, we may just go grab a bite to eat. That's Jim coming in at 1.
Yeah.
You guys want to go get a bite?
We better.
We've got a chance, and then...
Yeah.
But all right,